Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Korach. This is Rabbi Shlomo Lando. Think back over the course of your life. Who's the smartest person that you ever met? Who's the strongest person, physically strong person, that you ever interacted with? And finally, who's the wealthiest person that you crossed paths with? I remember as a child, there was a guy in our community that was so strong that he could take a phone book, for those of you that know what that is, and tear it in half with his bare hands. There was a fellow in our community, although he was compromised in other ways, that was so brilliant that you could tell him what your birthday was, he could tell you what day of the week and the parsha of that week without even thinking. And the wealthiest person, well, Baruch Hashem, I met many fine, wealthy Jews. But who was your wealthiest, smartest, and strongest? There's a fascinating medrash at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. It's a medrash Tanchuma. And the medrash Tanchuma says that the smartest, two smartest people in the history, one Jew and one non-Jew, Achitofel, David HaMelech's Torah advisor, was the smartest person. Bilam, from the non-Jewish world, was the wisest. Shimshon Samson was the strongest in the Jewish world. Goliath, the strongest in the non-Jewish world. Korach, the wealthiest Jew. Haman HaRasha, the wickedest, and also the wealthiest. And the Medrash asks a very simple question. All six of the aforementioned had a terrible ending. Achitofel committed suicide. Bilam was killed. Shimshon, we know the story. Goliath killed by David. Korach, the ground swallows him up. And Haman was hanged. How is it possible that the most gifted people in the entire history of mankind somehow met such a tragic end? The Medrash Tanchuma tells us very simple. The Medrash Tanchuma says because their matanos, their gifts, were not from heaven. What does that mean? Isn't everything from heaven? Isn't everything min hashamayim? The answer is quite simple. Of course the gifts were from heaven, but they didn't view them as matanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has smarts, a person has incredible strength or amazing wealth, it's a total gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a talent, it's an ability, it's something that Hashem gave them. As long as one realizes that their smarts are there from Hashem to use them, to utilize them, to be mekadoshim shamayim, one's strength, physical or internal, is an inborn thing that needs to be nurtured, but can take them very far in life. And wealth is a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the guarantee to keep their wealth, but are that to strengths or their wisdom. But as soon as one says, "Koyichi ve'itzam yadi yasal liyasachayal azeh," it's my strength, it's my might, it's my wisdom, and it's my money, unfortunately, that takes them to a terrible place and they all meet a tragic end. So let's embrace our incredible talents, realize they're a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's use them, and we'll have a guarantee that we'll have an amazing ending. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.